So welcome to OSDI 10. I'm Ramsey Arpachi Dussault from the University of Wisconsin.
And I'm Brad Shen from Google. And to get things started, we know we're all a quantitative audience, so we want to tell you a little bit about some of the statistics that have gone into putting this conference together. We got a record number of submissions this year, which we were really pleased about, 199 papers. And of those, we've accepted 32 to put today's program together. That's also a record high, and we're very pleased about that. The number of attendees has climbed up to 524. And that's way up from 2008, where we had only about 400 attendees. And we're particularly pleased to have 133 student stipends this year, and that also is a record high.
Brad and I did a few things differently than perhaps usual, and one of our main goals that we thought we'd talk about with you all was to accept more papers. Of course, we all want the single-track, high-quality conference that we all used to at OSDI or SOSP. But for lots of reasons, the community growing from both academic and commercial standpoints, from the desire to have a broader and more diverse conference, and really the realization that there isn't that much difference between those narrowly accepted papers and the narrowly rejected ones, we thought it'd be a great idea to try to be a little more inclusive. And of course, one of the challenges there is to how to structure the review process to encourage such a result.
So let me tell you a few details about the review process then. We organized the reviews into three rounds, heavy PC members, red papers in rounds one and two, and heavier PC members participated in both those rounds and also a third round, plus a face-to-face PC meeting. Over all the papers submitted, we wrote over 1,000 reviews. And those of you who submitted papers will know that we actually put a lot of effort into providing detailed reviews, because we know that's a part of how, you know, we make the papers better and serve the community. Throughout the review process, we put a lot of effort into encouraging positivity, trying to seek out the good things about papers and not just dwell excessively on occasional flaws. And so as a part of that, we actually did do some early round reviews, but we made it very easy for PC members to save papers that were slotted for early rejection. It was no debate involved, enough for a PC member to say, I want to save that paper, and it moved on to the next round. Also, in organizing the program committee meeting, we were very careful not to reject any papers in the first half of the day, recognizing a phenomenon that sometimes happens in PC meetings where people get too negative in the first part of the day and you end up rejecting papers that actually, you know, ought to be a part of the program. And once a mistaken decision like that is made, it can be very difficult to recover from. So again, we did that in order to keep the tone positive in the first half in the PC meeting. The final process was, it came to a one-day program committee meeting where we discussed over 70 papers, which is a lot for those of you who have ever been in one of these things. And at the end of that day, we accepted almost all the papers that you see in the program we're presenting to you today. That said, we did something a little bit unusual. We accepted a handful of additional papers based on an email vote that was held in the days following the conference. And if you're interested in more detail about how this process worked and how the decisions were made, there's some more information in the front matter of the proceedings.
I thought we would share with you some numbers about all the reviews. It's not really easy to read, but I'll guide you through it. What we're plotting here is the scores of across all the papers as well as just the accepted papers along the four axes that they were evaluated by the program committee. The first was problem importance. The second was novelty, the second pair of bars there, or solution novelty. The third was some abstract measure we called technical quality. And then the fourth was overall merit. And of course, you can see there is some difference between the whole pool and the accepted pool, but you might also notice there isn't that great of a difference, which is perhaps lends to the idea of having a broader conference. There's lots of pretty good papers out there. And one last thing, if you're wondering how to improve that overall merit score, we also ran a correlation with the other statistics. So how well does overall merit correlate with problem importance, solution novelty, and technical quality? And it turned out, just over the numbers that we looked, that the slightly stronger correlation for novelty and quality and problem importance was lower. I wouldn't have guessed that, but it was kind of an interesting result. One last thing about the review process. One thing we did that I think we saw Robert Van Renesse and Richard Draves do at OSDI 2008, and we liked it so much we decided to do the same thing. We were very careful with how we managed conflicts and the outcomes. So, for example, if you were a PC member and you had a conflict on a paper, either because, you know, they were a friend of yours or you worked at the same institution or it was your own paper, you left the room, and when you came back, you didn't know the result of that paper, and you didn't know it until when everyone knew their results. So we think that's a great way to run a meeting, and we certainly encourage other people to run meetings that way. It makes it so that nobody in there is ever worried about how did their paper do. They're just worried about all the papers that they can see. One last point is in managing PC load. We all know that we have a huge number of submissions to all our conferences these days, which is a great thing. It helps make for a strong conference. Reviewing load is the problem that occurs because of that. And so the way we handled that was we had many rounds, and it might mean that your paper, even if it was pretty good, might have gotten rejected earlier on because it got fewer reviews. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. It's an interesting thing to think about, and I'm sure there are lots of good ideas to be had about how to manage review load, and that was how we dealt with it. Okay. So in terms of, we have a lot of people to thank, and so I guess I'll go first in thanking people. First, we'd like to thank the program committee for generating all those 1,000 reviews, hundreds of words each. So let's go ahead and thank everybody. Yeah, they certainly made our job much easier doing all that work. We'd like to, of course, thank everybody involved with USENIX. We know that USENIX, anybody who's ever run a USENIX conference knows how easy USENIX makes it to worry just about what we're doing. We just worried about reviewing. Everything else, the USENIX staff and the USENIX board helped and worried about for us, and so we'd like to give them a hearty thanks as well. We'd also like to thank Eddie Kohler for HotCRP. It's an amazing piece of software, which, okay, let's thank Eddie. See him in the back there. And almost any time anytime we thought of some feature that we wish we had, it was already in there. So an amazing piece of software that made our lives much easier as well.
We also want to take a minute to recognize our sponsors. These organizations really believe in the work that you're doing, and they put their money on the line to make it better and to try to make this conference better by sponsoring receptions and events and, you know, underwriting a lot of the general costs. So please remember these companies and organizations. Again, the additional list of companies and organizations supporting OSDI this year. Oops. And finally, we also want to thank our student grant sponsors. The reason why we were able to have a record number of student stipends this year is due to the generosity of these companies and also the National Science Foundation. And so let's take a moment to thank these companies and organizations. We also want to take a moment to thank all the authors who submitted papers. Again, there's nothing more important to the vitality of OSDI than the great submissions we get. External reviewers who helped us when we were looking for a little additional expertise. And, of course, all of you for attending OSDI this year. Thank you. Whoa, that was a close one. Okay, and now, what a lot of you have been waiting for, we're very pleased to announce the winners of the 2010 JLA Pro Best Paper Award. Many of you remember JLA Pro for the role he played in starting OSDI in 1994. Another thing that I think a lot of us remember him for, though, is the exceptional enthusiasm, creativity, and energy he brought to systems and systems research. And it's in that spirit that we're very pleased to announce the winners of this year's Best Paper Awards. There are two. And the first, drum roll please. Oops. Okay. The first is Efficient System Enforced Deterministic Parallelism by Amitai. Gentlemen, please join us on the stage. Amitai Avaram, Shuchun Wang, Sen Hu, and Brian Ford from Yale University.
Okay, let's thank them again. Okay, that's one of two. And so the second Best Paper Award goes to, drum roll again. Yeah, thank you. The Turtles Project, Design and Implementation of Nested Virtual, okay, let's clap. Yeah. So let me say all the names. Muli, Michael, Zvi, Michael, Nadav, Abel, Anthony, Oret, Ben, and here they all are. So congratulations. So there was, of course, we had a lot of great papers, and these two stood out, but certainly there were a lot of other great, all the papers were really good, so it was a tough process. Okay, so I think this is you.
So let me give you a little overview of what we're going to be doing over the next few days and call out some of the highlights. Some of you have probably already noticed we don't have any keynotes or panel sessions planned. We really wanted to fill the program with technical papers, and hopefully you'll agree that that there's a lot of fantastic papers over the next 2.5 days. I also wanted to call out a few special events. We have a monster poster session this evening, which John Howell of Microsoft helped us organize. That's happening at 6 p.m. Over 70 posters, which is a lot, and Google helped sponsor that. That will be followed this evening by a research vision session. This is kind of a new thing, a first for OSDI. But some other conferences have been doing it. And basically what you're going to hear is, in this session organized by Sam King, a few people who have been willing to posit their vision of what computer science, what computer systems research looks like going forward, and try and provoke your thoughts and creativity along those lines. So please join us for that, too. Don't worry about dinner. There'll be plenty of pizza, beer, and ice cream, actually. And then on Tuesday, be sure to join us for lunch. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's SIGOPS Hall of Fame Awards, and also the Mark Weiser Award will be awarded at lunch. And finally, tomorrow evening, there's the conference reception sponsored by Microsoft, and there'll also be a dinner as a part of the reception.
Oh, yeah, we should say one more thing, I think, which is for all presenters, your goal should be to find your session chair before your session. So maybe we could have all the session chairs stand up real quick and look like session chairs. So if you don't know who your session chair is, you should, and you should find one of these people. And you could probably find any one of them and ask them for help. They'll help you because they're very nice people. We've made sure of that. So please find your session chair before your session so they can introduce you properly and so forth. Okay. So that's it. We'll leave up here for a few minutes as we get ready for the first session. The upcoming USENIX events, you all know about them already, and there's more information about them outside on some table out there. Certainly get ready your papers for all those upcoming conferences as well, or attend them. And other than that, I think that's it. So thank you all for coming.